St. Vincent and the Grenadines received 4,800 doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for children 5 through 11 years of age, complements the United States of America. U.S. Ambassador to the UACS Linda Tagliella-Taylor said the effort demonstrates the strong relationship between the two countries.
I think if you look over the last 6 years that I have been here, we've been able to do a number of things in partnership with St. Vincent and the Grenadines that both advance their safety and security and their health, as well as that of the American people. As the Foreign Minister said, the United States has donated over 100,000 doses of COVID vaccines, adult vaccines, in the last 2 years.
U.S. Ambassador to the UACS, Linda Tagliella-Taylor. Regionally, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Dominican Republic since the outbreak now stands at 620,237. And the Ministry of Health and Wellness in Jamaica says it is gathering data on the newly highly transmissible COVID-19 strain that has now spread to more than 10 countries. Internationally, Omicron subvariants BA.4 and BA.5 are currently the dominant strains of new COVID-19 cases in the United States. Researchers have found the two subvariants are over 4 times more resistant to mRNA vaccines than earlier strains of Omicron. The study findings suggest that researchers should remain vigilant about new strains of COVID-19 to develop more effective treatments and plan for public health initiatives. Meanwhile, data from 17,500 people who said they are tested positive for COVID-19 this week said the top symptom that could be COVID is a sore throat. The next most common ones reported were headache, blocked nose, and a cough. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.